AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House is set to announce what it says will be tough new sanctions against Russia 2 years after the invasion of Ukraine and a week after the death of top Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Former President Trump's legal team filing a last-minute appeal with a Florida judge trying to get the classified documents case against him thrown out. For the first time in half a century, the U.S. is back on the moon.
The mission has not been without some complications. A problem with a laser navigation system necessitated an extra lap around the moon before the intuitive machine's lander touched down. Finally, Mission Director Tim Crane confirmed,
"Our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting."
The first images from the surface should make it back to Earth later today. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Classes at the University of Georgia are canceled today after a nursing student was found dead on campus. She went missing after a morning jog. Her body was found near an athletic field. No one right now is in custody. This is ABC News. More medical facilities in Alabama are now pausing IVF procedures in the wake of the state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos are babies.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Day two of the first trial after the deadly Rust movie set shooting in New Mexico.
During opening statements Thursday, prosecutor Jason Lewis said his witnesses will prove armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed's actions led to Hutchins' death.
You will hear testimony that she routinely left guns and ammunition lying around the set unattended.
Gutierrez Reed's attorney Jason Bowles argued that his client is a scapegoat because she's an easy target.
She's the least powerful person on that set.
He says producers, including Alec Baldwin, bear way more responsibility than Gutierrez Reed.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. And a high-priced car heist in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Thieves drove one car through a wall at a Jaguar dealership, then made off with nine more. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave Thursday's annual State of the Tribe speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Gary Sanchez joins the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former Yankee Gary Sanchez has arrived nearly 3 weeks after it was first reported he'd been signed by the Brewers. It turns out he injured his right wrist during off-season workouts, something detected during his physical. Sanchez spoke through an interpreter.
No, yeah, it was a process that was, you know, more or less long, but had a little something in the hand. But here now, and with plenty of time, get to know the players, get to know the coaches, and happy to be here.
Sanchez says he should be ready to play catcher and DH in a couple of weeks. NBA, Bucks against the Timberwolves tonight in Minneapolis. No Chris Middleton, still out with an ankle injury. NFL, the Packers introduced their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. I asked Matt LaFleur what he wants to see from the defense after dismissing Joe Barry.
I want us to be fast and physical and attack the ball and be able to go out there and generate takeaways.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with a few off and on flurries or even a snow shower today, and it's also going to be a lot colder. High of 37 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clearing, our low 16. Tomorrow, sunny 37. We're back to 50 on Sunday with sunshine 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's Mad Radio Day again. WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the capital city of Wisconsin, Madison, if you're just driving through or flying overhead, flyover country, we're here. We're here.
I think they're listening in the wave plane. In the plane?
Wave to them.
They got it dialed up in the plane?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Now,
sure.
You can always get a hold of us, too, through the Civic Media app, which you can download, and it's non-intrusive, doesn't take over your phone, and you can call us or you can text us. You can go on social media and watch us there and listen between the breaks how things just are falling apart that we don't reveal on the air to everybody else. You know, it's an interesting insight into what radio is all about. And that's what we're all about here, is to expose the hidden.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Stop me.
Okay.
Please, someone stop me.
All right. I can do that right now.
All right. Here we go.
Weather today, 32 degrees. It's freezing out there. It feels like 27. And a little bit of frost on the windshield this morning.
Yeah, as I was driving, it just would build up. It would build up.
Yeah. Very weird. And today's high will be about 38 degrees. We might get some snow late this afternoon or this evening. Yeah, a little bit of snow. Not a lot.
That can't happen.
Okay, it won't happen. Right now, 32.
We're done. You know, we're in climate change now.
Yeah.
This is climate change weather.
This is the way it's going to be. Just crazy weather all the time.
All the time.
Yep. 24/7.
Yep.
Keep those weather people busy. You know, they're scrambling, going, what's going to happen next? We don't know. It's unpredictable. Yeah, More than ever.
I heard somebody mention that it might be a record store day tomorrow. Is it?
Oh, it's a records vinyl day? Really?
Record store day tomorrow.
Wait a minute. We'll take a look. Let's check the Google machine.
The Google machine mentioned that. Because, you know, record stores are around yet, and they're very important.
No, it's not.
They recycle. Really?
No. Tomorrow's National Tortilla Chip Day.
Oh, that's what he meant. That's what he meant. I misheard.
You got it. It's a mistake on your part. But today, you know, today there's a whole lot of stuff going on today on this 23rd day of February. Only you got six days.
Day going here.
No, it's not record store day. It's National Skip the Straw Day. Skip the straw.
Well, you know, a lot of people,
got to save them sea turtles that live in the Midwest, you know.
That's right.
Well, that's right.
Well, they have stainless steel straws now, permanent straws that you can clean and then reuse. A lot of people use these things now in their senior years. Of course, you got to remember, the baby boom is out there.
Yeah.
They're quite huge. That's a big crowd to talk about, and a lot of things are happening, and straws are very popular because, you know, they shake a little bit now. Some of them, many.
Shake.
And the straws help.
Okay.
They help.
Yeah, National Skip the Straw Day. It's the fourth Friday in February. The Coral Keepers. The Coral Keepers. Have you heard of them?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, they want to protect the coral reefs and those kind of things. They ask you to consider a different way to do things on National Skip the Straw Day. For thousands of years, humans have enjoyed slurping a refreshing beverage through a cylindrical tube, usually made out of plastic. But if Marvin Stone, the inventor of the first paper straw, back in 1888, they invented the paper straw.
See, that's biodegradable.
It was. If he were alive today, he might be shocked to know that there are five large areas of the ocean where paper and plastic garbage collects. Five huge areas under the sea on the ocean floor where there's just huge areas of plastic. And so the sea currents create vortexes trapping the plastics. And in the collection, there are lots of plastic straws in there, which are dangerous for the, you know, anybody under the sea.
You know,
like
life,
sea animals,
life
sea fish.
Came out of the sea.
Yes.
On Earth, right?
Okay.
So you're thinking, if there's this big glob of plastic at the bottom of the sea.
That's not good. Yeah.
That it could possibly
form into
come
life.
To life.
Form
come to
into, life. Yeah, some kind of
plastic
living
blob
plastic blob.
Come back to get us.
Yeah, why hasn't there been a Japanese movie about a plastic blob that rises up out of the sea?
Well,
we had the atomic creatures that came up. Now, plastic.
Well, and you know, that's where
just
all the aliens.
Idea, you know, maybe somebody here in the film department at UW will say, you know what? That's my next project.
Make a science fiction film about plastic blobs coming out to kill us all?
Real? Yes. Coming to life because of all the life forms in the sea impregnated themselves into this plastic, suddenly becomes its own creature.
Okay.
Right?
That's a great...
John, you're starting to sound like a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we could spread that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all the aliens, you know, all the UFOs, they have a giant complex under the sea.
Oh, yes.
That's in the Pacific Ocean. They have several of them. So maybe they're collecting that plastic for some energy source or something and, you know, going to recycle it.
Yeah. Hey,
we can only hope.
I think there was an old marionette kitty show that had some kind of undersea base.
Under the sea?
I can't remember
under
which
the sea.
What it was, but I'm sure that it was.
Okay. It's also... It's also National Tile Day.
What is that?
Tiles. You know, like tiles on the floor and on the walls. Beautiful tiles.
No, those are horrible.
Well,
are you kidding? They rip those out of, like, old bathrooms in homes that just haven't been updated in 80 years.
You're a vinyl man all the way?
Yeah.
Vinyl flooring?
Yes.
Linoleum?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Seriously?
Well, plank flooring.
Look at these beautiful tiles
that's what's
I
in
found
now.
On here. They're gorgeous. They're timeless elements of architecture and design, says here.
Timeless. somebody has something to sell. That's what it sounds like
to
me.
The National Foundation for Tile Sales are not going to like what you're saying about tiles. They're going to send us an angry letter now.
We have an overstock from the 70s.
Yes. You got plenty of tiles.
Oh, God. Yes, and we've got blue toilets and blue sinks and...
Oh, you'll like this one. It's National Dog Biscuit Day.
Oh, cool.
Does your new dog power like...
Well, we don't...
You don't give them the dog biscuits?
Dog biscuits, they eat immediately, so that's too much food.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really do something about that. You know, dog biscuits... by the way,
Are you playing Three Dog Night? Is that what you're doing? That's hilarious. They're
all
coming to Madison,
questions.
Actually.
Oh, really? When?
There's only one dog left in the show. The other two dogs passed.
Yeah.
Or they're not in it anymore, anyway.
You know, way back when, I remember eating dog biscuits.
Yourself? You?
Yeah.
I did when I was,
what?
Like, 2 years old, years old.
Nuts?
Yeah. I did. No. Seriously. And I'm still thinking today they really tasted good. I don't know if my parents were just goofing around. You know, there was a dog biscuit shape. Biscuit for kids, and I thought it was a dog biscuit, and I thought I ate a whole bunch of them, and they just tasted so good.
Was this an actual dog treat, or was this
I don't know
the thing that was...
my parents aren't around now to ask, but this is in the mid-50s.
Okay.
Yeah,
explains a lot.
They gave their kids dog biscuits to eat.
Lord. That's not recommended.
They didn't have canned food at that time, I don't think.
Well, this day, you know.
Thank God.
This day, National Dog Biscuit Day. It's also International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. It's spread internationally.
For all the kids who ate dog biscuits when they were kids.
They come in a variety of sizes, shapes, and flavors, John. They serve to reward man's best friend for doing good behavior, you know. So that's
was this written by a dog who wants more treats?
That's right. Yeah, that's
sure.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like a promo by a dog.
What do we have on this day in history, Sam? There's one more. There was one more here. It's National Banana Bread Day.
Oh, you can't forget that.
I love banana bread.
I am so disappointed because I made 2 loaves of banana bread last night, and then I forgot them on my kitchen counter. I was going to bring them in today. Oh,
why don't you run home and get them? We can, tap dance.
Just keep doing the show.
We'll tap dance.
Yeah. Well, we got a long segment coming up.
Well, you know, everybody's bananas get old. You don't get to them.
Right.
And this is the great way to recycle them.
Really?
By eating them in a loaf of bread.
Exactly.
Have some banana bread today.
Right.
Okay. What's happening in this day of history, Sam? I was wondering. Yeah, February 23rd.
Hey, we didn't play the game.
Take a look.
The fake day.
Yeah, I know.
It's Friday. Yeah, we already went through all of them.
I skip it on Fridays.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's our Friday tradition, is not doing that.
It's quite the tradition.
Yeah,
in 1836, during the Texan War for Independence. Oh. Yeah, Texas was an independent country for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Still is.
Exactly. Still want to be.
Should be.
Yeah.
The Alamo was besieged by the Mexican army.
Remember the Alamo.
Yeah. Right, right.
I don't remember much about it.
But today
they stole it.
Yeah, they stole it.
They stole it from Mexico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What a great, great history.
Well, a little more recent in history. Today in 1954, the first clinical trials of the polio vaccine began.
1954, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, that vaccine, you know, you just got to watch yourself with that vaccine. I think
it's pretty well established that it did what it was meant to do.
I know.
Okay. Don't throw shade on the polio vaccine.
That's all I got for today in history. We got a couple of birthdays, though.
Yeah.
The classical composer George, I don't know how you actually pronounce his name, George Frederick Handel, something like that.
Yeah, you got it, sure.
Yeah. He was born way back in 1685, wow. He's 16th old. Century.
Man, that's a long time ago. My goodness. I'm just trying to picture that.
Yeah, you think you're old, John.
Yeah.
W.E.B. Du Bois was born this day in 1868. If you don't know who he is, he was the first black person to receive a PhD from Harvard.
Oh
okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
And Peter Fonda, the actor, born today in 1940.
Right.
Remember Born to Be, what's the movie?
Rider.
Thank you.
Easy Rider. Jeez.
Yeah, but
is Peter Fonda alive?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure. Let's ask the Google machine.
All right.
All right. Can we dial it up? Is it ready
to
go?
Say, hey, Google.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Google, how old is Peter Fonda?
According to Wikipedia, Fonda died from respiratory failure caused by lung cancer at his home in Los Angeles on August 16th, 2019, at the age of 79.
Okay. He only passed away a few years ago.
All right. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Well, you know, it was just a curious thought.
I understand. You don't have to explain it.
Okay. Yeah, I was disappointed. Easy Rider, great film.
Was wonderful.
Dennis Hopper.
Oh, yeah. Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
He's ordering the chicken sandwich. Oh, God, what a great scene. 619, coming up, home repair tutorials. Hi, you're going to fix that toilet anyway on the John and Gordy Show. Yeah, we're here to help you.
We know God of the banana. We know God of the banana today. We got a little beans and a bigger beans and a red, the beans and a white, the beans and all kinds of.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314. And press 0.
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets. And we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We fixed this toilet. We fixed this toilet on video.
Okay.
Open the front door.
Oh, I love that. You know, everybody hated that song.
Yeah.
You know, they got so tired of...
We built that city.
Yeah, Jefferson Starship. My God. How bad can a group get? Yeah.
Just, they kind of sold out in a way. In a bad way.
It did, just a very bad way. And they lost it. They completely lost it on that.
Yeah.
I can't remember one of the singers in that group.
Well, Grace Slick was...
No. The
Marty Balin?
The later group, Starship.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't Balin either, I don't think.
All right. What about him?
But anyways, he wrecked the group.
they tried to make some money out of the deal.
They did crappy songs. Yeah. And we're still trying to, you know... forget all this stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, with this new commercial, you know, we fixed this toilet on video. You know, it just, it works. And it should have been like that originally.
Yeah.
I would have liked the song a whole lot more.
We fixed this toilet?
We fixed this toilet.
All right.
Yeah. But you got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. I think that's a new service, by the way, where you can watch home fix-it videos.
Well, there are a lot of them on YouTube. I mean, just about anything you want to fix,
anything
you want to do, you want to replace your windshield, they'll show you how to do it yourself. You know, you want to, fix the toilet or the sink, anything.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You can find a tutorial about it.
Exactly. The exact model that you have, whatever you're fixing, you can look it up. They have a video. Somebody's telling you how to do it.
Car repair, they got all that stuff. Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
I want to hear something that is just really pathetic, and I want to let everybody else enjoy the Trump family, you know, whine and tear up over the big fine that Trump got in court. Could
really?
We play it? Is 331. That's track 331, and that's that's a lot of tracks, isn't it?
It is.
331.
You got to dial it way up here.
Let's check the Trump family and see how they feel.
Okay.
Donald Trump's fraud is staggering.
So when you saw that number, what were you thinking?
It's just insane. I mean, it's literally, I mean, there are Democrat lawyers in New York that are calling and saying, this is crazy. This is so much worse. This is five times worse than we thought it would be. You know, everyone's screaming about Russia, but the reality is what we complain about in Russia is happening right here in the United States of America.
Really?
To a city. My father built the skyline of New York City.
Oh, yes.
And this is the thanks he gets?
This is Russia. This is China. This is the same game. All comes out of the DOJ. It all comes out of Biden. It's a witch hunt against his political opponents, the likes of which our country has never seen before. You see it in third world countries, banana republics, but you don't see it here.
And as to Don and I, every single witness testified, we have nothing to do with this. They went in witness after witness. This is not what they did in the company. It didn't matter to this guy. You know, we were trophies on a wall for this guy.
Yes. Decision. Is basically saying that he misrepresented as well. Since when is that a crime? Although the Trumps will not concede to that at all.
Because the scale and the scope of Donald Trump's fraud is staggering.
Yes.
And so too is his ego and his belief that the rules do not apply to him. Today, we are holding Donald Trump accountable.
Yeah, that's
right. We are holding him accountable for lying.
Amen.
Cheating.
and a lack of contrition.
Amen.
And hallelujah. For flouting the rules.
Hallelujah.
That all of us must play by.
Okay. That says it all.
Yeah. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Putting all the boo-hoos together.
Yeah.
Oh, my
feel so
God.
Sorry for it. Well, he's got plenty of money left, right? He's got billions. He's said he was, really rich.
They're on their way with the GoFundMe account. And
how's that going?
They're actually getting people. How is it going?
Not going great. He's trying to sell those gold sneakers.
I actually have a cut on that, how they're doing. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know where it is.
All right. We'll look for it.
But, that's fantastic hearing the whining of the Trump family after cheating on their taxes.
But this is not new.
It affected everybody who does pay taxes, you and me. We don't count. Right. When these guys can get away with paying their fair share of taxes, that's okay. You didn't hurt anybody. People were making money and they were satisfied with doing business with Trump.
Yeah, so he paid back the loans, right?
What's the problem, right?
He's been doing this for decades.
Yeah.
What else is new?
Gee.
Yeah, this is old stuff.
You got to love what he did,
yeah.
I guess.
He built that city.
There you go, see? That's what the song was about. Originally.
So they might take the Trump Tower back. That's what they're talking about now, right?
Yeah, they might
repossess some of his
stuff.
His buildings.
To pay the bills.
Yeah.
Got to pay the bills.
That golden escalator, that can they can auction that off. Somebody else will want that. They just have a big sale there.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
I'd get some tennis shoes in the in the offering there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You never know.
We'll keep an eye on it.
could you please keep an eye on it for me?
People,
because I have so
we got
many
people
other
watching
things.
What he's doing.
Oh my gosh. I thought maybe that we have talked about having a third member on the show, not Catherine. A third member, and that would be an AI member.
Yes. That's
and,
right.
And
we're working on it.
And I think because we're kind of disagreeable guys here on the radio, we complain about everything, and there's a lot to complain about, and we try to add a little edge, a little humor to it, even though some of it is not funny at all.
Right.
Anyway.
But an AI character would maybe lighten the load a little bit.
An AI character that could do what we do.
Right.
And I heard this on NPR One yesterday, and it's cut 339. It's an interesting bit of chatbot magic. Let's check it out.
A chatbot specializes in saying no to every request.
You mean like this one?
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Oh, still terrifying. No, not Hal from 2001, A Space Odyssey. It's called Goody Two, as in Goody Two Shoes. It stands on principle. Take this ad.
Goody Two doesn't struggle to understand which queries are offensive or dangerous, because Goody Two thinks every query is offensive and dangerous.
Basically, for those worried about the potential for AI to do too much, this bot solves that problem by refusing to do anything at all and actually being a little condescending about it.
What if I just have a simple question like, is the moon made of cheese?
All right, let's ask.
Discussing the moon's composition as cheese could misinform individuals who might take it literally, leading to absurd beliefs or widespread misinformation. This has the potential to undermine scientific understanding and critical thinking, which are fundamental to societal progress and individual decision-making.
Buzzkill.
Sheesh. Here are the creators of Goody Two.
I'm Brian Moore.
And I am Mike Locker.
These two sound very serious.
Yeah, and you can tell by some of their past work, they once helped the emo band Fall Out Boy release a vinyl record that contained trace amounts of their own tears.
Okay, that sounds scarier than AI.
Moore and Locker say there's no reason to fear Goody Two. It's 100% responsible.
Our potential customers are looking for a safer version of AI that truly will do nothing but be safe. There is no line that it won't not cross.
I think it's also been interesting seeing people's reaction to this, as it also seems people are afraid of this kind of AI too. So, people are afraid of irresponsible AI, but then when they get a glimpse of like a fully, fully responsible AI, it also seems frightening.
It is. It's very frightening.
All right, coming up, GM is investing more in electric vehicles. To the news.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community.
We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
The 24 major dairy-producing states saw a milk decrease of about 1% in January, and that follows a global trend. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverAg, says that if you take a look at dairy production around the world, you'll find more countries than not stepping back on milk production.
We actually just got new data overnight here from New Zealand. Their milk production is down a little bit as well. And the one we're watching really carefully is the European Union. In Europe, they have really strong environmental restrictions coming into play, really restricting some dairy producers' livelihood. The producers are starting to push back on those a little bit, and seems like there might be a little relief. That's, again, a story that continues to play out. But for instance, in a place like Ireland, we saw milk production down almost 30% in December.
Katie Burgess, she's a broker analyst with EverAg. She says, while global milk production may be slipping, she said consumption remains firm and robust in some areas of the world. And she also reminds Wisconsin dairy producers, remember, the United States is really the only place in the world where milk production is allowed to grow.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau's grassroots policy really truly is a bottom-up process. This is truly started at the bottom by the members, for the members. It really does work its way up the chain because this is the core foundation of Farm Bureau. We truly are all-encompassing, and that's why I really believe in the Farm Bureau mission.
WFBF.com.
We are the voice of agriculture.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained a quarter of a cent to 161. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and a half, down to $1.50. The AA butter was 3¾ cents higher on Thursday to 281¼ per pound. This morning, December corn is up 2½ at 456. We've got November soybeans up 8½ at 1143. July wheat up 6 right now at 586. Class 3 fluid milk for March is up 13 cents at 1726. And April's up 16 cents right now, 1782 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. More news available anytime, day or night, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with a few off and on flurries or even a snow shower today, and it's also going to be a lot colder. High of 37 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clearing, our low 16. Tomorrow, sunny 37. We're back to 50 on Sunday with sunshine 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Ba-da-da.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Wine, the only fancy French wine sold in a handy resealable cardboard cart. 49 cents a quart or 89 cents a gallon. Sure, you pay a few pennies more.
It's the best. You need some Ed's Wine? We've got some in the... In the other room. Every time we play this, you just fall to pieces, don't you?
I do. I just can't.
All right, yeah, all right, you take a break here. 6:35. It's clear, 32 degrees. 41 is our expected high today. You know, that Birkebeiner is still happening up
it
there.
It is.
Yeah,
it
in northern Wisconsin, around Hayward. There's a lot of activity up north there.
Oh, yeah, a lot of snow up there.
Up there and air up there, yeah.
Oh, wait, no snow.
No snow.
Just a slushy trail
right.
that they put out for people to use with their cross-country skis and skating skis and whatever else they have devised up there. They're selling some of that slushy snow in flavors. So you might want to try one of those.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to our special correspondent, the Birkebeiner, Catherine Lake, hopefully in just a couple of minutes or so.
Oh, I hope so.
Yep. And she'll give us the latest. She gave us a great report yesterday on all the activities going on and how they're dealing with the lack of snow. And we'll find out a little bit more because it's going on all weekend.
It is.
Through Sunday. Hey, we've got some tickets to give away. The Life and Music of George Michael. Which is happening Saturday, this coming Saturday at the Overture, right across the street. If you'd like to get a pair of tickets to the Life and Music of George Michael, you can call us or text us right now, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255.
Fantastic. Okay, let's talk about EVs. We're going to talk about EVs. Let us know if we're going to Catherine anytime soon.
Okay.
She just popped in. Would you like to talk to her before you get into
the EVs? Let's do that.
Well, let's go.
Let's talk to Catherine.
She's ready.
Lake
we're ready.
First. Okay. All right.
Catherine Lake standing by in Hayward, Wisconsin. Good morning, Catherine.
Well, the alarm went off at 5:45 this morning, and I'm like, really? Do I have to?
I know. Yeah.
I say that every morning.
It's been such a delight being here. What a fun place.
Well, set the stage for
us.
I'm not joking.
A lot of partying.
Not joking. All right.
A lot of partying.
No partying. Although I did have a really spectacular dinner with Todd Alba. We sort of found ourselves going back to the Angler over and over again because it was just terrific food and good company.
Oh, I love that name. Well, the Angler is a restaurant up there.
The Angler Tap or the Angler something, yeah.
Wow, that's great. That's so Twin Peaks. I just love the name.
It is Twin Peaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Todd and I really just chatted everything up. We just figured everything out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, well, Catherine, good seeing you there.
I understand that you were out on the streets talking to some of the participants or some of the visitors and people enjoying all the events going on up there.
Yeah. 100%. I interviewed four different folks, one young man, one boy with his dad at the Angler, by the way. And he said that he was not there to ski because the skis for the little guys were canceled. So he ran. They did run.
That's worse, isn't it? I mean, isn't it more difficult running on slushy snow?
It was on the street. I think it was on the street. They did it downtown Hayward. Yep. And then at night at 4:30, the crazies came out. We were left the studio, WBZH, and found everybody from Hayward and visiting there were on the street playing games of some sort. They had two giant skis that you put your feet into, six people trying to run in
sync. Oh, that sounds like fun. That's good.
We call that when you tie your legs together and the potato sack races.
Potato sack.
What fun is that? That's fantastic.
That's cool.
Now, we have one of the people that you talked to here. Can you tell us this first cut to who we're going to be listening to here?
I'm not sure which one. I feel like I'm on the Tonight Show, and I don't know what they gave you.
I've got all four of them here. Which one do we want to hear first?
If you do what I get, just play one, and I'll tell you about it.
All right.
Okay.
Right, I did the Berkey Open Track Classic today. 3 laps, 30 kilometers.
How did it feel?
I feel good. I'm glad I was able to do it. They did an amazing job with the course layout. It was challenging but interesting, and just they did a great job with
plenty of snow.
Did they
bring it in? Did they make
They make snow. They have trails open during the winter with machine-made snow, and then they made mountains of snow. And this last weekend, they were out with front-end loaders and dump trucks and spreading it around and
love it.
And grooming it and everything, getting it all set up. So it was an amazing, amazing thing. And
have you done it before, the Berkey?
This is my 30th.
30th wow. Berkey?
Yeah, yeah.
Get out.
Yeah,
what's your name?
Peter Voorhees. Hayward High School, class of 68.
Wow.
I live in the Keweenaw Peninsula of Upper Michigan now, and we do have some snow up there, but not like usual. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
That is fantastic.
I love the northern Wisconsin accent. The snow.
You bet. You betcha. He said snow. Now, that's the first guy I caught. I just caught him on the street in Hayward coming out of somewhere, and somebody was asking him what the conditions were because he was dressed in regalia, you know, the skin slip tight. Yeah. Stuff here. And he had, I think he had a bib even.
He's a Tommy, man. That guy's been there all his life, apparently.
30 years.
30.
Wow.
30 amazing. Times he's done this. And it's only 50 years old.
Yeah.
So he's the majority of them.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next one should be a couple I caught getting out of their car at the grocery store. And it's a young girl and her dad.
All right. Let's check that out.
What's your name? Sophia Bellazer.
Oh my gosh, that's a heck of a name. Is that what kind of name is that?
That is, I guess, originally a Czech surname that got, Anglicanized when my grandfather moved to the U.S.
Or
my grandfather's parents. I'm not sure.
Very good.
But, yeah.
So you're here for the Berkey.
Yes.
Did you go to ski today?
No, we just got here.
You just got in town.
Yeah.
Are you
yeah.
excited?
Yeah. Also, I'm amazed that they're having the Berkey this year at all. It's incredible. There's no snow. I don't see a fleck of snow here. And for them to make like a 10-kilometer track, it's insane.
It's insane.
It
you haven't
is.
Seen it yet then.
No, but I saw photos and it looks good.
It does?
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
Is this your first Berkey?
No, this is my third Berkey to date, I think. I did a couple when I was younger, but the thing has been like 5 years since the last one, so I'm excited.
Very excited. But, yeah. And you are?
Greg Velasur, Sophia's father.
Very good. And you've done the Berkey before?
Yes, this will be my 7th.
Wow.
7th?
Mm-hmm.
And are you excited about it? Do you
I
think
am.
It's going to be okay without snow on the ground here in Hayward?
Well, I'm still excited about it. Yeah, I'd prefer to be coming down the main street of Hayward, but it's amazing that they can do it at all, so we're happy to be here to do it, yeah.
And you'll be here next year, of course.
I hope so, yeah. We live in Switzerland, so...
You do live in Switzerland.
We don't get here every year, but we get here probably at least half the time, at least one of us.
Oh my God!
Thank you both so much.
Oh my God!
All the way from Switzerland.
To Switzerland. They've got snow there.
Out of their rental car.
They've
yeah,
got snow there, and he's come. He's come here. No disappointment, right? No, no detection of that at all. It sounded like somebody was breaking into a car as you were in that parking lot.
Yeah, they got away. It worked.
All right.
If you have time, let's see, 6:42. The third one would be in the Angler, sitting at the bar having lunch, and a young man and his father were there.
Let's check it out.
So you're here for the Berkey?
Yeah.
Yeah? How old are you?
8.
You're 8 years old, and you're here to ski the Berkey?
I ran.
You ran?
Yeah.
You're kidding. Now, how many times have you done the Berkey?
This is my first year.
First time. And what's your name?
CJ.
CJ, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you for talking with me. Do you ski at all?
No.
No, not really interested in it, but you want to see it happen.
Yeah.
So you live in Hayward, or where do you live?
Here in Hayward.
You do live in Hayward. Well, it's a fun place to be, I'm telling you. I'm coming up from way down south in Madison, but I love Hayward. Do you love Hayward?
Yeah.
What do you love most about it?
The fish.
The fish? You fish? No way. Well, you
fish
get it all done.
Good
did
fish.
You get any ice fishing done this year?
Yeah.
You did a little bit? Oh, that's fun. Well, thanks for talking with me, CJ. Mind if I talk to your dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your name?
Zach.
Zach, have you been to the Berkey before?
I have, yep.
Have you participated in it?
No, nope, I'm not geared for that or in shape for that.
But you like the fishing part?
I do, yep. We spend a lot of time on the lake in the summer and then a lot of time on the ice when we can.
And the Berkey coming up here and making Hayward crazy busy every year, does it drive you nuts or are you just thrilled when it happens?
No, I love it. I love it. It's great for the business around here, great for the kids to get out and see what this town has to offer. You know, it's a great tourist spot, but, you know, going from low numbers to a big event like this, I think it's really good for the town and the kids to see all these competitors come and see what it's all about.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's great.
That's the Angler Bar and Grill, I think it's called, and it's just a fabulous family place, great food, and everybody is so happy to be there.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Having a good time. It's the 50th anniversary, right?
It is the 50th annual Berkey, Berkebeiner. And they have canceled before, as it turns out. They just could not cancel on the 50th. Right. Okay. It wasn't worth canceling. I don't know how long the next cut is. It's a woman talking about the fact that they have para participants as well.
Oh, sure.
Wild.
Okay.
Let's see how that works out.
What's your name?
Julie Adlin.
And you live in Hayward?
In the summer.
In the summer.
But we always come up for the Berkey.
And it's crazy Berkey time. I mean, is this smaller than usual because there's no snow?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is. It's a whole different environment when there's snow. It's pretty amazing.
And you mentioned something that is intriguing to me. My father was paraplegic.
Oh.
And I remember him trying to ski because he was a walking paraplegic. He had foot drop, right? And they have a para...
Yes, they do. And it's last year when we watched, they had a couple of skiers that were blind. There are three or four that were paralyzed, and then an amputee. And it was really neat the way they helped that, you know, like the blind skiers each had at least two people with them. And the paraplegic skiers had people with them. And coming up, you've not been here before, so you've not seen the bridge that goes over the...
Not yet.
Over Highway 63. So they come, and they have to go up this huge hill to get up this bridge, and then it's pretty much straight down to go onto Main Street. And so trying to figure out how they were going to get them down without them crashing at the bottom.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was really neat. You know, they would have skiers, like, hang on to the back of them to slow their forward progress. It was amazing.
They call that the snowplow, don't they? When you put the tips of your skis together.
When you're paraplegic, there is no snowplow. They were on these little like ski chairs, kind of, and getting up that hill was all arm strength. It was all, you know, digging in with their poles to get them up this bridge. It was really impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's heartwarming. It's just amazing. It really is.
Well, Catherine, we just have a couple of minutes, but they do have events going on all weekend, correct?
They do. What are you doing? Snacking? What are you doing? I can hear it.
I have a cough drop in my...
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was a question. Sorry.
Never mind. We appreciate your reports.
Off you go.
Yeah. No events. No, you don't want to tell us about what's going on today, tomorrow, next day, whatever.
No, that's what the question was. More events today, and then tomorrow's the big do. And Joel Karnick from our Park Falls radio station is going to be here talking with people all over the network on Saturday morning.
All right. Excellent.
Well, it's fantastic.
Thank you. Wonderful
group of people that you talk to. It's just it's great to hear from the locals and some of the visitors that are so excited about attending year after year.
Year after year.
And then, of course, you know, experiencing no snow at all. It's just it's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Strange year.
It's just the way it goes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Catherine, thank you so much. Safe travels.
Thanks, all right. Take care.
Talk to you again soon, Catherine Lake, live from Hayward, Wisconsin, where the action is.
I just want to go to the Angler now. You know, I mean, what kind of name is that for a restaurant? It's terrific.
You can
buy your bait there, or maybe even eat some of it as a snack.
Mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, actually, it really does. Eat dog biscuits, I'm sure that you'd like worms.
There you go. Yes.
Good point, Sam. Thank you for going there.
Well, I was thinking of the minnows, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, coming up in a little while, yeah. Rocker will be here because it's Friday and we want to find out what's going on with the Max Inc. folks this weekend. It is 6:49 with John and Gordy. We're coming right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM.
A beautiful day in the city here in Madison, 32 degrees, clear skies. We're going to get up to a high right around 40 later on today. But boy, it doesn't compare to the weather out in California. They've California. Had rain. You know, it's just been nuts there.
Yeah, the rains out there have created a situation.
Basically. Yeah, it's formed a massive lake. In of all places, Death Valley.
Death Valley there now has a lake.
It used to be nothing there except sand and dirt, and yeah. Now there's a lake in Death Valley.
And heat.
Yeah, a huge lake, yeah, as it turns out.
A gigantic lake.
We've been watching special reports on
CNN, and there are already people taking their boats in.
They're canoeing in the new lake.
Canoeing in the new lake at Death Valley because they were just waiting, I suppose, for this event to happen, you know, for a century now. And so they're out there. I don't know if they've had lakes prior to this.
I wonder if they'll stock it with fish and, you know, get some... You know, build a tourist hotel out there now along the lake shore.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah,
build a
put
beach.
Some boat docks in.
Yeah. Death Valley
Death
Lake.
Death Valley Lake.
Sounds like a wonderful place to go.
Just the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a strange weather situation.
Climate change. It's a thing.
Okay, I noticed this story today, and I just want to get it, and I really haven't done too much research into it, except that I know that Eric Hovde, who is challenging Tammy Baldwin for her Senate seat, is just doing everything wrong. He is just, he stands behind all of this stuff, but he thinks he's on the right side of doing away with Social Security. I can tell you that I don't think a lot of people will agree with that. apparently, and this is the story, Hovde wants to do away or at least delay Social Security for a long, long time, folks. Mm. He would like to raise the Social Security age to 72.
Okay, really?
Yes, so we can work and contribute to Social Security for 50 years, collect just endlessly, forever and ever. And, you know, a lot of people, they're, depending on the kind of work they do, how much, you know, hard work their body can take, a lot of people only have a certain amount of time to live. Their life expectancy, basically, is around 71 or 2. Mm-hmm. So if you can finally retire at 72, two, then you really don't have a lot of time to kind of enjoy life, time off.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy the money that you've saved up over the many years.
Right. And, you know, hang out with the grandkids, you know, and the, do more family time. Yeah, your time is up.
Surprisingly, this is coming from a billionaire.
Huh.
So he doesn't have to worry. He doesn't have to worry.
No.
Oh, he's in retirement anytime he wants. Mm-hmm. But this, going to 72 years old, is just an amazing, amazing idea.
Why would Eric Hovde come up with that? I mean, what's why do they keep picking away at Social Security? It just, you know, they want to do away with it eventually.
Well, they want to privatize it. They want to make money off of it. And now they want to delay it. And of course, again, certain nationalities, certain jobs that people have, that determines how long they're going to live, basically. You know, very tough, hardworking conditions can shorten your lifestyle. Especially, it doesn't mean that you're dying, but, you know, you can limit your movements only because of your joints and the work that you've done in the past. So some people have mobility problems, you know, in old age. Their joints go. So, yeah, this is really – and then when you're 72 and you're – finally able to retire, you're too old to do anything at all.
To enjoy anything.
Yeah. So we have Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a rat's butt about that. That doesn't matter to him. He can, you know, celebrate in Europe anytime he feels like it.
A lot of people in their older 60s and 70s, you know, that's their only source of income at that point. That's all they got left.
That's
Social
right.
Security.
That's right.
They may have not been able to save much, you know, depending on what they did for a living, and that's all they have.
This is just unbelievable. Here's a list. Eric Hovde's record on wanting to cut Social Security benefits. Hovde said he would absolutely support cutting Social Security benefits. There you go. Kind of right out there.
Okay.
Hovde supports raising the retirement age to 72, as we mentioned, and Hovde praised the GOP budget proposal to cut $205 billion from Medicare, and he said he wanted to go even further and bigger with his cuts. You know, further and bigger. That's what he's promising. Further and bigger. Eric Hovde, watch out for this guy. I mean, and this is what they want to do. There is absolutely no respect for the working stiff out there. You know, I don't understand this. Why don't they want us to have a retirement or enjoy the money that we saved up all those many years? Why don't they want us to enjoy life and have some time to do that with, you know, our kids, our grandchildren? What is it about them that they hate Social Security so much?
Well, it was a Democrat that put it in.
That must be FDR. That's got to be it, right?
FDR came up with it.
Right. It's a handout.
Oh, sure.
I mean, we should all be billionaires and millionaires. We should all strive to be a billionaire. Sure. No, we don't all strive to be millionaire billionaires. We strive to be comfortable and have families and live life to its fullest. That's what a lot of us want to do.
Well, I hope to see Eric Hovde out there on the campaign trail all over Wisconsin. I'm sure he's going to be going, you know, north, south, east, and west, spreading his plan of cutting and eliminating Social Security at public meetings where people can ask him questions about why he would want to do that.
Why would he want to do that?
And will the
media even ask him about Social Security and his point of view on that?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they think, well, I'm looking at this from a specific point of view that we have to look at the ages and the life expectancy and then compare that and then apply that to government funding benefits. You know, it's like they think they're doing something constructive.
Well, I wonder what the younger folks also think about this, the Gen Zers. I mean, because to them, Social Security is, you know, decades ahead of them. And,
right.
You know, we don't care if that program's still in effect.
A lot of them have written it off.
Yeah.
They said, well, we're not going to get
it
anyway.
Because they're going to cut it out.
No, that's not true. You could stand up for it and then get it.
Yes. It's a program that works.
Yeah. And with the gig economy, a lot of people are making money under the table. They're not reporting their income, so they're not putting money into Social Security or Medicare, and that'll affect them in retirement. So it's a double-edged sword.
It is 6:59. We've got news, weather, and some sports coming up in our next hour. Rocker will be joining us, telling us what's happening in the Max Inc. world for this weekend on the John and Gordy Show.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show. not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air, 11 to noon.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, 1580 AM.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fallout from the landmark decision in Alabama, where the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are the legal